This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
The best.
Now it's time for the best damn audio.
Buffet. Not a battle.
Oh, best damn buffet. Show me where that is for real. I'll go to lunch.
You always said it was GC.
You know what? It's right up there. If you can get past the kids who finger the gummy bears constantly, it's a pretty good place.
What's your cutoff point for price on a buffet? Like, what's let's say it's, you know, steak or whatever. Like, what's your cutoff point?
All right, so we'll do this per person. Drink included, minimal tip because it is buffet. I'd say probably $15. What, is that too low?
I mean, you're not going to eat nowhere in Myrtle Beach.
I don't
seafood
know.
Anyway. You might get to go to the filling station.
At least 20.
Yeah, I don't do the buffet. I'm not a big seafood guy. I know you got to do it there because you got. I like hush puppies. Does that count? Is seafood?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so I do like hush puppies and
nuggets.
Ham cubes from the Garden Bar. That's what they call it now. The Garden Bar. It's not the salad.
Ham
bar.
Cubes. So do they still have the red apple rings?
Yeah, they got those.
Fun. Yeah. I think it causes cancer because of the dye. But
oh,
it's still good.
Katzen's
it's kind of like, you know what? Cancer, it's good, though.
I guess it's worth taking a risk, right?
I mean, there's that food coloring in it
that
causes cancer.
Yeah, the red dye that they're, you know, trying to, I think the FDA put a kibosh on.
But it's been going on
too.
Like 10 years. The yellow is bad.
You're going to take away all the Fruity Pebbles. There's not going to be many colors left.
I know.
You got to buy the black ones.
Vapes are screwed.
Vapes are
horrible. All right, so I'll start us off here, if that's cool with you, Flobo.
Yeah, man, go ahead.
All right, so picture this, if you will. A young man is walking into the dining room where his mother and father are still enjoying some dinner. He has the front-facing video on showing his face as he walks up to the table. So listen to this.
Get your ass out of here!
Now, in case you missed it,
I think I've seen that video.
He's trying to eat
somewhere.
The parents are trying to eat, and this kid goes and puts his butt right near the table, and doesn't say a word. Just farts all over their dinner.
God, that was real short. Do you want to do it again?
Yeah.
Get your ass out of here!
I love that. I love it. I hear James J. Evans in his voice right there.
Because
John Amos.
You imagine when somebody says it like that, it's going to come with whatever they're going to throw. Like,
right.
A plate at you. Or
yeah. My daddy would have stabbed me with a fork like he did at Fats that time.
That role's mine, Matthew.
That's my role, Matthew. If you don't let me have it, I'm going to embarrass you and you have to get under this table and hide. That's what he said. Over a roll at Fats.
Oh, you know,
because he had watched me... Not watched. I just didn't say that. Yeah, let's not even go any further than that. Let's just say he was out in the front yard cutting grass, and I thought he had moved to the back.
Oh.
So I was in there having personal time in my bedroom.
Yep. Hard and fast.
Something out of the peripheral caught me, and it was my daddy standing there with a weed whacker. And I'm like, wow, yeah, we're both doing it, Dad. It's weird. And then he blackmailed me with it for a roll from Fats Cafe. All right, Fat Boy, over to you.
You ever had a bad haircut, but you realize, like, in the middle of the haircut, like, this ain't going to be good? But you got to be nice about it, right? You can't, you know, turn around and be like, you gave me a bad haircut, you
big boob woman. There's some that I've just never went back to. Like, the one where, like, I think they were giving me a message not to come back because they skint the back of my head up and didn't tell me.
Like the jackass bit with the clippers?
Yeah, but these were just jackass people who didn't want to carry my beard products. I was like, all right, good. You could be a man and say, we're not interested, or you can be a pussy and tag the back of my head and not tell me.
Well, this guy.
Good luck.
He didn't, he waited till afterwards to film a video about how bad his haircut was. And he lost his damn mind.
Okay.
I don't want to look like a.
You're going
to
hear something.
Why don't I put some stuff in the bed like that? I didn't really explain it right.
It's the shittiest f***ing haircut I've ever had. It f***ing looks like a damn pineapple. I look like Morrissey. What the f***, man? Hi, I'm new here. Are you a guy or a girl? You just kept laughing and cutting more hair off. I look like Bert and Ernie if I spike it up. Fuck. What the fuck is this? I look like a scrub brush. It's not a fucking haircut.
He said he was laughing and cutting more hair off.
When he told him that he didn't like the way it looked, yeah, he started like, cutting more off.
Pretty much. He said you look like Marcy.
I know, yeah, that poof, God. That thing right there. Like, Paige, you ever run into that when you go to... You've been going to the same person for mm-hmm. years and years. So prior to that, like, what made
oh,
you,
gosh.
What was the situation that you found the one you had now? Like, there was obviously, it's like when people in their 40s, they start going to a new church. It's like, what happened to the old church? What happened?
What? Where's it at?
Did they start letting gay people come now and you won't go there no more? Or did they do the rainbow Bibles and you don't like it?
Whatever. I had bangs and I didn't like it once. And do you remember where they lay the top of your hair and it's like just the layer?
I never had much there to ever really fondle or mess with.
Oh, yeah. So I don't care for that, but yeah. I've been with Sir Timmy.
Sir Timmy. He's been knighted. I bet he has been knighted.
Oh, he's been, the longest time.
He's been jabbed.
But honestly,
I don't know if this
I need
is,
a haircut.
I don't know if this is a slur or not.
Oh, God.
There was a certain haircut you got as a kid. Like, you just shaved your head. And then people would call you an onion head. Like, that's not bad,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Like, that's popular. Like,
that's like a lighter skinhead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of what he was referring to in the video that I cut out was like, he didn't want to look like a skinhead, but he said the H word before it. So
I've seen little boys cry all the way home because they got a haircut.
Really?
And it hurt their feelings.
Yeah. I used to love it, horrible. Man. Bowl haircuts and cow licks. That's how we got down.
One time, though, when I used to go to Charlie Brown's, which is now a art design studio in the West District of downtown Greenville.
He's not cooking anymore?
That was Oni's. Charlie Brown's was on Wade Hampton. He used to sell gold coins and old magazines.
He didn't sell ribs out the back of his truck?
No. No. And there was one time he was not available, and I had to get a cut from another dude there. And I don't know that I've ever asked another human being this. On the back of your head... About midway through your head and your neck, do you have like a little circular bone right there?
I got like a...
Like a knot?
I got like a ridge of fat, like if you're looking at some like Norwegian village in the mountains.
Hey, I washed my hair this morning. Put your finger right here. I'm not pulling down my pants.
It's like right at the bottom.
Feel that?
Uh-huh.
What is that called?
Oh, gosh.
That's what it's something. Anyway, that guy was clipping my hair one day, and he went over that bone too much, and it skinned it. To where it like...
I think this is fat, right? Like
no, it's fat. It's a bone on the back of your neck.
Well, mine's fat at least.
What is that?
It's like an extra pillow.
What is the arrow pointing to?
Oh.
I'm no doctor.
She's not a linguist, evidently.
She needs to go to an...
You good?
She needs to go to an eye doctor.
She pulled her glasses up to look at the computer.
I don't know what it says. Anyway.
There was a local barber. I won't say his name, but he used to touch the youth. Did you see what it was?
Cipital condo or something.
Oh, okay. Well, I do have a condo. I did not know it.
I have an occidental condom or whatever she said. You want to do the next one?
Yes. Yes, I do. I'm trying to think of the best way to bring this up. Other than, you know, I was going to say this, and I'm going to pull back on saying it. I think if you're like a stay-at-home mom or dad and you want to go get a tattoo, is it okay to bring the kid with you while you sit there for 3 or 4 hours? Like,
I don't think they allow it, right?
Like, well, they do at this particular studio, and they were videoing this woman getting a very, very lengthy, large tattoo, and you will hear the tattoo artist. The woman is the person receiving the tattoo, and the young child at the end is her 3 to 4 year old son.
Watching that?
Listen to this.
It's like getting thousands of flu shots. Your mom is sweating a little bit right now.
Here, I have some water.
Actually, you need probably some water. So I'm getting a little dizzy.
You getting a little dizzy?
Yeah.
Hey, can you grab her a cup of water? We're going to stop while you get that water in you.
She's dead.
Mom passes out and falls off the tattoo table.
I can see that.
Busts her ass, and the kid runs over. No. Oh, she's dead.
Wonder what tattoo she was getting.
It looked like a cover-up.
She should have laid down. Don't they lay you down?
She was, it depends on where the body, she was getting it done on her arm, so you can either lay down.
Keep it straight either way.
Yeah. So, you know, if the cord's long enough, walk out back with them while they smoke.
It's like a dental chair, right?
I've fainted giving blood before, but.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
I've never had a tattoo, so I don't know.
Well, you got to sit down to do that too, right? To give the blood, so I don't know why you.
Yeah, you do.
Well, when you stand up and go, you think you're okay, and you're not, and you end up flat on the floor.
Yeah. Well, there's a, I got to think about how to broach this.
I know. I usually pre-write my teases, and I didn't today. So I'm kind of, I've only got one more to tease, and if this was a battle, I would win.
Well, this one, you're going to hear what you thought you heard, but I'm going to give you some context after the fact. This is a product that was very popular in Australia. And since, the latest, I don't know if you call it woke movement, they had to change the name of the product. And it got a lot of Australians up in a roar, or in an uproar, as you would say.
Up in a roar?
This is, I've got two commercials. I've got, you know, they're both good.
Yeah.
I've got one and the one after. So.
Oh, so you'll do two in a row?
Yep.
Okay.
And this is a product you cannot buy anymore. It has been outlawed in Australia.
If you think you heard what you think you heard, you did.
Here's the first commercial.
This story is sad, for no one was pleased when young Jenny Malone, she bought the wrong cheese. Cause it always goes down like a lead balloon when the family comes home to a house with no coon.
That's right, folks. You can always rely on coon cheese because coon cheese is made the way good cheese should be made.
So don't let your home be a house with no coon.
Is that like a coon howling? Like, do they howl? Or is that just an old dog?
I don't know, because in the commercial, you just hear it. You don't see it.
I think raccoons are actually lactose intolerant.
Yeah. But you know their message, don't let your house be a house with no coon.
Right. And no coon cheese.
If you didn't like that one, then this one is, a more jazzed up number for you. This was named after Edward Coon, an American who moved to Australia to patent a cheese homogenization process.
Oh.
So that's why it was named after him, Coon Cheese.
I went to high school with one. It was K-O-O-N.
Yeah, I did too, actually.
Yeah.
God, she ended up doing Drunk Girl Friday too. That's how I reconnected with her years and years later.
Really?
Yep.
I did not know that.
It's like, you look better now than you did in high school, but, you know, nonetheless. They outlawed it. They changed the name. Now, it's called, you can still get it, but it's called Cheer Cheese, C-H-E-E-R.
You remember the former Carolina Panther, Jason Peter, he was looking at starting a cheese company.
I don't know if he ever did.
But
he had enough money.
I know anytime I go to my grocer's deli and I'm like, do y'all have Peter cheese?
Oh.
I mean, look.
They snicker and say, no.
Hope not.
Would you like a wagon wheel?
It's kind of gross.
Paige, yes, this sir. Is gross right here. This is where, this is one of those local programming, you know, they don't really have them anymore, I don't guess, where you could like buy an hour of TV and talk and, you know, like those old helplines and all that stuff. This is one of those local, I believe this is in Wisconsin. This guy is doing a local cooking show and he just out of nowhere tells you about his life when kind of, it seems like he's maybe stalling a little bit to keep the TV time going. And he tells you a story about his life that is just oddly placed.
We're just going to take our pasta and put it in the pot. What we're going to do is if you just wait like, you know, 5 seconds, it's going to soften. Sometimes you got to help it along a little bit. And you always want to keep track of which side was sticking out, because at the end, we're going to compensate. I remember when I was a kid growing up, my friend Justin and I wanted to make a roller coaster. So we started saving money by putting our lunch money in a shoebox. And after about 6 months, we had a couple $100 in there. But it turns out that my friend Justin's sister's boyfriend had found the shoebox and he stole the money to pay for an abortion.
God.
Okay, this is looking just about ready.
Hang on. You can't, what?
You just moved right on to back to the pasta noodles.
Wow. Yeah, what a conversation.
I don't know the transition. I don't know what they had to do with flipping noodles over.
God.
But it reminded him that Justin stole that couple $100. They were going to build a roller coaster, guys.
Maybe the boiling water triggered a memory. I don't know, but you can't move past that.
Wow.
He just moved right on. All right, here we go, guys. We're getting some boiled.
All right. We got the noodles here, and yeah, back to that abortion story real quick.
Oh, my gosh.
While we're waiting for the sauce to simmer. I once jumped a man for his Nikes. Oh, I think the meatballs are about done. Let's go check on them.
A couple of requests to play the second one again. Is it time? I don't know which one.
No, but we can do it anyway.
What which was one the was second it? One? It was yours.
Oh, dang it. What was it? Was it the second commercial or the haircut guy?
Oh, the haircut guy, I guess.
I didn't think it was that good, though.
Okay, well, then screw this person.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, you can text in a request, but, like, you don't actually mean to get
it. Yeah, I mean, that's right. True. Like, when you call Paige during lunchtime and you want to request a song, it's a request. It's not a guarantee.
Freeform lunch?
I try.
Yeah.
Monday through Friday at noon.
That,
I mean, look, that's, you can't top the pasta A-word clip.
I know.
I don't want to say it too many times.
That is just shocking.
Termination clip. What's it gonna call it that?
Hmm.
That sounds worse than the A word.
I think you actually won. If it was a battle, like you won.
You
that
think
one.
He?
You actually won because you know.
Is it a draw?
I got to edit these.
Well, it's not a bad.
Who's the real winner?
the listeners.
Don't
listeners.
That sound worse than the A word, the T word? Like I don't know what to call it. But that was a.
The T word. Oh.
I feel bad saying that's a good clip, but it was a great clip.
Well, I mean, it's just kind of odd that he kind of threw that out there.
He probably got it talking to, right? Like, mm-hmm. We're a cooking show. We don't like to talk about that kind of
stuff. Don't talk about political things.
Keep it strictly pasta, sir. Thank you.
Guys, I love you, but this was the worst BDA ever. Well, you know what?
Wow. People are harsh today.
Yeah, I mean, that's
Anonymous got him on a tip.
Was it the best ever? Was it the best damn audio? No.
I'm just going to say.
It was a good best damn audio.
I like you both, but the Morrissey comment brought me back. I thought that was kind of funny.
The haircut.
Yeah.
Triggered
yeah, that's the one they were asking for, and Fatboy said that he didn't think it was all that funny.
Okay.
You got enough. Oh, you can do it.
I feel like I could use a shot of something.
I know.
Oh, like, come here.
Some kind of quick, like, you know, not like, you know, not like, you know, a needle. I meant like some liquor. Do we still keep mini bottles downstairs?
No. Yeah. I'll play for you again.
I don't want to look like a...
You're going to hear something.
I wanted to put some stuff in the bread liquor. I didn't really explain it right.
It's the
shittiest
haircut I've ever had. It looks like a damn pineapple. I look like Morrissey. What the f***, man?
Hi, I'm new here. Are you a guy or a girl?
You! He just kept laughing and cutting more hair off. I look like Bert and Ernie if I spike it up. What the f*** is is this? Look like a scrub brush. It's not a f***ing haircut.
He looks like one, too.
It wasn't all that funny, right?
He looks like a Willy with hair.
If you have some audio you want us to feature on the BDA, DM us or tag us. You can hit me at omaffew, O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W, fatboy at fatboy933.
Make sure I didn't block you first.
Make sure, yes. If it doesn't get through, he blocked you. Just send it to me, and then I'll send it to him, and he'll have to edit it. All right. More of the – we'll get better. Kiss – you know what? No, I'm not saying that. That was good. You know, they can't all be winners. Y'all got to get out of your foul moods today.
Come on. Don't let Anonymous put you in a foul mood because he hates his fat, ugly wife.
It's that same number, the one it was – it seems to be a lady that got mad that we allowed that guy to talk about his wife. He can talk about her. I stood up for her, I thought.
He said he couldn't tell his friends about it. Of course they're going to tell her. That's their whole friend group. It's going to get back to
I really wish you would have brought her on.
To publicly embarrass her? Hey, no. By the way, your husband. We got your husband on hold. He wants to tell you something.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe he's decided to have kids.
No.
Yeah. Honey, you're there. I just wanted you to know I think you're ugly.
Yeah, what? I think you should have.
I want to tell you something.
You do a good Chrissy Snow. All right. I know. I've been watching a lot of Three's Company.
I love that show.
1-800-774. I don't know that I want to do calls next because I feel like they're going to be all pricks.
Yeah, probably.
All right. Land-based.
We'll try it. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Fatboy says, no calls from North South Carolina. Thank you.
I'll do it. Don't call from Margaret's.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Welcome to the prom.
It was the Enchantment Under the Sea dance. Whose sea? I don't know. Might have been Mrs. C from TV's Happy Days.
Marion okay. Ross.
The great Huey Lewis. He will never perform again.
Do you want to go? I wish we had a hookup. Well, I shouldn't say that because it makes us look smarter than we are. It's in town, the production. This is supposed to be one of the best plays on Broadway, Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of want to see it, but they got a no shorts policy, so I can't go.
They have a no shorts policy?
Not. I'm sure they do.
What's more peaceful than shorts, I ask.
I knew somebody tried to wear Crocs there, and they got turned away.
Remember when they were selling the building across the street, and I wanted to buy it and have, like, death metal bands there and call it the Hate Center?
Yeah.
Right across the street, the Hate Center.
I see that.
I was hoping you forgot about that one, but I remember.
Hate on Maine. I mean, it would have been like Greenville's Ground Zero.
You can't
all
work.
Death metal, all scary, wild stuff.
That'd be like the one birthday bash we had where was it Coheed and Cambria and Hatebreed and
Oh Lord, that's at the Bonsacre Wells Arena, yeah.
What do you think about this one? I might mark. I thought there'll be pentagrams all over the floor.
You know, that yeah.
There'll be black and red candles everywhere.
But that ended with Five Finger, right?
I don't think they were on that one.
Oh. Who did it end with? Or who's the headliner?
It might have been Cody and Cambria, right? I think Hatebreed really? Opened it.
Wow.
Might have been a two-legger.
I can't believe we ever depended on them to
We never
main
played
event
them, really.
Guys, that's our WrestleMania.
That was our WrestleMania 11, evidently.
Okay, let's get on some of these phone calls. Paige, do you remember? Fab, would you have it handy so we could remind everyone, including Paige? We called this guy. He was mad but didn't know quite how to cuss from last week's FOF line. Yeah, listen to this.
I want to start by saying a quick thank you for bringing these FOF line into my life. It's the only thing keeping me sane right now. Mm. Here I go. I just got to say... these pieces of dog turd ass bitch of a man mother that I work with who don't do a thing all day long but sit on his god darn flipping fucking ass while I do all the damn work. You, my manager, who's a bitch of a man and won't make this mother man do any damn work while I do it all. You, and I can't even get a fucking raise. You motherfuckers, pay me or miss me.
Well, that's a good line.
That is a good line. I need to use that.
Well, we can ask if it's an original. In fact, we have P1 dog turd ass bitch on hold. Is that your real name, or did Fat Boy write that on there for fun, sir?
Yeah, yep. Give it a name.
Oh, okay. So it's P1 dog turd ass bitch. What did you? Are you? Do you feel? Are you less? Are you more chill now since after hearing that? Or.
Well, yeah, absolutely, man. That's why I wanted to call and give an update. My that half of a man manager actually grew some gonads.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I don't want to be too. I don't want to be too offensive.
Oh,
that was good.
We handled that earlier with the BDA. So
he actually manned up and came to me as a man and told me he was taking my overtime.
Wow.
Wait, he was.
That's bad, right?
That's bad. That's very bad.
Okay.
So I gave him the line. You pay me or miss me. Here's my 2-week notice. You finally pissed me off. Thank you.
That's a good line too. It's a great line.
It sounds like it's some kind of maybe. I can hear Christina Aguilera singing this song.
Or you, yeah. Or something.
You're gonna pay me or miss me when I'm gone, or maybe a
somebody popular. I guess now.
What's her name? Lainey Wilson can do it.
Yeah.
Right.
You going to pay me or miss me? Because I'm
gonna
gone.
You going to pay me or miss me?
Bye.
I'm not waiting in the truck.
Great Hardy song.
Exactly right. Wait in the truck.
I love it.
Well, so where do we stand on this, Joe? Are you looking for something new?
No. I turned in my notice. I went to school. I'm driving a 53-foot semi right now.
Look at that.
Dude, have
and
you ever
getting
been...
paid. And getting paid, and that dude can kiss my grits.
All right.
Listen to you embodying all of that is Alice. Yes.
Yeah. And one of y'all in the studio can kiss my grits. Y'all done made me mad. I'm bringing the heat this Friday on the FOF line.
Oh, hang on now.
F boy listens to the voicemails.
Oh, well, spoiler
Someone
alert.
Someone called in to tease their own FOF line call on Friday's show. Look That's the that. First right
Bring
there, P1 Don't Turd Bitch Ass.
Bring in the bitch. Heat.
Bring in the heat.
Bring in the heat. All right.
Bring in the heat, Matt, man. Y'all don't be calling off.
Okay.
All don't right. be playing no worst of.
Oh, we'll be here.
We'll make sure we don't rewipe. Now, we'll be here, for real. We're not off again until... I can't say.
Can't say it. It's a surprise.
When we're off again. It's a surprise. All right.
That ain't a tease. That ain't a tease y'all want to do.
That ain't a tease. That's a promise. That's a spoiler. All right. P1 dog turd ass bitch, thank you for calling in with that update. And continue to call. I love having truckers to call in.
I love it.
Really.
Oh,
yeah. It didn't fall from heaven.
If I bought it, you brought it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, man, screw them dump truckers.
How about a,
oh,
how,
no,
how
here
about,
we go.
How about a couple toots for our men and women serving overseas?
Don't do any drugs.
Yeah, absolutely.
There we go. God bless America.
Everyone in line is mad at me right now.
That's right. P1 dog turd ass bitch, thank you, as always. Have a great morning.
Oh, man. Look at that.
I tell you what, if there was like, you know how they do ratings by like age or sex or whatever, you know, we just like... killed men and what not killed them but they killed ratings for us men that are men and women that are between 25 and 54.
Yeah,
but if you break it down by occupation, we win truckers 100-0.
Oh, they come through, man.
They don't listen to anybody else.
Good people.
I mean, I'm sure JB&B have a sliver of them, but in the markets we're in, they listen to us.
They really do.
I know they do. And I want to get that 65 plus number up.
I mean, we're working on it, for sure.
They've got more time on their hands. They could listen all 4 hours.
I mean, I identify with that crowd. You know, I wish I could be in the Silver
you
Sneakers.
You grunt a lot when you wake up in the morning, so
yeah.
I understand.
I take a lot of vitamins.
Yeah.
Metamucil. I measure out my servings.
You take that every night?
Just, I use a lot of measurements.
This person that is on hold, is that something we can come back to?
Yeah, if you want to, you can come back to it.
It is a kind of an interesting question. I love when people have questions about our lives. And this one is wondering why Fat Boy won't eat this. We'll get that answer next. Okay, good morning.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Rise, guys. Thought I said something offensive for a moment. Offensive, I should say. Reading all these text messages that are saying ass.
God.
I was like, what did I say? That's but I forgot the question that I asked prior to going to break. Let's go.
Oh, no. Well,
let's go to Mike.
We are coming up on the season, right?
Mike says he wants to know why Fat Boy doesn't eat this, and I don't think that was the answer. Is that right, Mike?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
Good, you?
I actually don't like being called Matthew.
You call me whatever you want as long as
it's... No, I'm just kidding.
It ain't,
No, I actually don't like being called Mike, though.
Okay.
Wait, I thought you said that's... What'd you say your name was?
Matt.
Micah.
Micah! I'm sorry,
yes, sir. Micah. Like in the Bible.
My bad.
Yeah, like in the Bible, Fat Boy.
Well, I forgot to read it.
Around here, the only Micah people know are that fake gold.
The
Micah.
Sir, what'd you say? Sorry, it's really quiet.
You know them rocks that look like gold from a distance because they're shiny, but it turns out
it's actually like a non-opaque rock.
Yeah, yeah. Some say it might be melted glass.
It's like glass. It's like reflective.
Yeah, it's very cool. So anyway.
I actually always thought it was cool when I used to find it. I used to try and keep it.
Dude, me too. I was like, I just want a diamond in the backyard, Mama.
Yeah.
Like, look at this.
It's shiny.
Jewel.
It's shiny. Look at it, Mama.
That's a drug dealer's earring, Matthew.
And Poe Mill might have been. So, Micah, you have a question about Fat Boy's eating habits or something?
Yeah. I mean, I get it 100%. Like, I don't even like seafood myself, but I just wanted to see if he tried crab legs. I mean, I like shrimp. I'll eat, like, fried jumbo shrimp and, like, shrimp linguine and stuff like that, you know. I like that.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
I mean, I'm nice Sicilian by heritage, so I like all the noodles.
Thank you.
So you don't like some seafood, right? I've never tried
crab legs. I won't go eat scallops or fish. Like, I like catfish. Like,
what? Oh, Lord.
That's not seafood.
See, I love catfish. Like,
well, okay,
freshwater catfish.
I count that, too, though. Fish.
Technically, that is seafood, but that's about it. But I'm not going to go out and get, like, tilapia or something
Why do you say it with such, like, tilapia?
Such vigor. I guess it's from, because I'm from the sticks, I guess. I don't know.
Dude, I'm the same way. Like, I'd never heard of tilapia until, like, maybe the late 90s. I didn't know it was a real fish.
I
didn't know what couscous was till about 2010.
I expect you to say you don't like oysters, because that's an acquired taste.
Yeah, and see, I know people that eat those, and I've never tried them.
Oh, wow.
They're so good.
Yeah, dude, if you eat oysters, you'd eat something else.
No, I like
it. I mean, it's raw. It's like raw little
deep-fried,
little
Rockefeller-style, raw, whatever.
Yeah.
Suck it, slam it, suck it.
We had those oyster shells.
I know a lot of people that eat them like that.
Well, it does make you horny. Oysters make you horny.
I'm not knocking them. I just ain't never tried them. I've been to seafood joints.
Yeah.
So are you saying the crab legs?
Would you consider gator seafood?
No, I wouldn't. But I've never had it.
What do you
gator?
Say?
Gator is actually really good.
Well, I don't.
I got it down at a little mom and pop down at Myrtle Beach, and it was actually like fried with salt and pepper.
Yeah. So
it was banging.
Do you think that this is interesting, because it's just, you know, it's word soup kind of stuff, the way we do things. Like, what is the thing? A breakfast burrito, whatever that whole conversation was. Is that a sandwich? Or is a burrito a sandwich or whatever?
Oh, hot dog's a sandwich and
so,
crap like that.
Yeah. Catfish seafood. So if you were eating some carp, what would you say you're eating? Because they don't have those.
Definitely seafood.
No, it's not.
Because yes.
They're not in the sea.
I mean, but it's no. You're right. Not the sea. It'd be fish.
Lake food.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat no carp though. That's like the
suckerfish.
Yeah. I mean, the catfish is just as bad though.
The catfish is. People always say carp. The thing with carp,
the catfish are predatory too. They eat bluegill and stuff.
They eat dookie off the bottom of the lakes. Yeah, the silt and all that.
They eat everything. Catfish eat everything.
Yeah. So if you
they got good filters, their body processes all that stuff.
Well, that and they had that weird mustache they have.
Yeah.
But the carp is nothing but
dude, I've
bone.
Had them things. That's me, dude. Bone,
they sting you.
My dad caught a 40-pounder one time, and I jumped on it. We got it out of the water, out of the net, and he tried to wiggle out towards the shore. It's 40-pound, like, channel cat, so he was long.
You talking about, like, noodling the catfish, like, from up under
the net? No, like, actually with a rod and all that.
Good God.
Yours?
With chicken liver. We caught him on chicken liver.
Wow.
Chicken liver, yeah. Y'all want to go catfishing, just throw chicken liver on your line. You'll catch him 1 pound to 20 pounds.
Jeez. Yeah, I lump all fish in together. Like, I just don't eat it.
What about What about salmon? You eat that?
Salmon, yeah.
Fresh.
I've had it because my mom down in Texas, she fixes all this crazy stuff, so. I've eaten it before.
So you're from Texas?
I was born in Texas, and then I moved all the way up here when my parents separated.
Oh, dang. Well,
did you go with mom or dad?
I went with dad. Well, it's kind of a weird situation, actually.
Let's hear it. If you want to share.
Yeah, I can share.
Please,
hurry.
My mom actually, like, kidnapped me when I was younger. And then my dad ended up taking her to court and getting custody of us.
Well, how long were you with her, though, when she kidnapped you?
Like, a year and a half. And then she actually left me with my aunt for, like, 6 months went to Miami.
Oh, okay, so it is drugs.
It's got to be, right?
If she went to Miami? I mean, come on. Galveston wasn't cutting it no more.
It's always a problem, yeah. Damn. Childish mentality.
Oh,
from
man.
Texas, but, probably working for the cartels.
Probably.
No.
She's muling. She'd wear big, tall platform shoes. Oh, yeah. She's muling. Now, how many brothers and sisters did you have?
Ma'am. Or what did you say?
Sorry. Disconnect the call.
Sorry, ma'am. I thought Paige said something.
I didn't say anything.
It's man, not ma'am.
I'm not a ma'am.
Yeah, ma'am.
So how many brothers and sisters did mom
have? I actually have 5 brothers. 1 sister.
Wow. And did she just, like, take y'all off the map, like, off the grid? Like,
no, she just, like, I think it was, like, a visitation thing with my dad. And my dad was like, okay, you can have the kids for a little while. And then, poof, we disappeared.
So you all had the same dad?
No, so only my brother that's right here, he's the only one that has my dad's blood and my mom. So he's my only blood brother. I actually have 2 stepbrothers. Or a stepbrother and stepsister, and then I have a brother-in-law that lived with us, so he's pretty much a brother. And then I have a half-brother on my mom's side.
Do you ever talk
to
your mom?
Nicaraguan.
What?
God, boo.
Yeah.
Shoot.
I dumped it anyway.
You have a wild...
Yeah.
I mean, do you buy the same... Like, let's say it's Christmas. Do the steps get the same as blood brother does? And just,
yeah, everybody gets the same. It's the same love. Nice. It's the same family.
Oh, that's nice.
I got you. Okay.
I like that.
All right.
I called the Ogwin. I didn't catch the first
one. Enjoy when just getting people on. Like, I told Fat Boy and Paige before, I call it a challenge. Like, when you just get somebody on and you just, because there's that, I could just tell, like, there's something wild there with you. That's crazy.
You got a lot going on, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In a good way. Yeah.
You talk to your mom and all
Yeah,
that?
I got a crazy little story coming. And I went to living in York County. Yeah. I wrestled.
Sorry.
Played football, played baseball.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm actually married with twins. I just had my first babies, and they were twins. Two twin boys.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
Identical.
And They were actually born 8 weeks premature. They were 3 pounds, 10 ounces, 3 pounds, 13 ounces.
I got it. Preemie shout out.
Let me get that debit card, four-digit code. Hang on. Giving all this info. All right. Thank you so much, and thank you for listening.
He's got a call back.
Yeah.
I like him.
He's got a bunch of bonus brothers, bonus daddies, his mom kidnaps, and probably mules for the cartels.
And he's related to some Nicaraguans as well. He mixed in there.
His mom might be a border coyote.
Could be. Yep. She's going to be in the mule, too.
Oh, no.
The mule, too.
This time we go to Russia. It's the Moscow mule. Oh, my Jesus. God. That's
beautiful. You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.